Keisha, this nigga A here.
Hey, A, so I didn't know you was here.
You're going to the back and get them clothes for me so he can bring them to Mr. Pips.
What's wrong with your big ass feet?
What, man? Get you in need of some grease for them whack ass baby heads.
Shut up.
And tuck in that little butt. Nobody wants to see that little butt.
What's up, Ace?
What's up, little man?
Hey, Mitch, can we shoot some hoops?
I can, though, man. I'm busy, B. I gotta go to work.
I got you, man. He don't know nothing about no hoops. You need to be coming to me for that. I had you working on your left hand. You be nice.
All right, man. See you later.
We talk about
you just came for the clothes?
Nah.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? You know, big gang shit over here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo, you know what that made me think of? That John Cena intro from WWE, bro. That shit was hard, bro. Bro, that shit was hard, bro. I thought John Cena was the hardest rapper out at the time, bro.
He's not a bad rapper. It's just he's always going to be, like, corny. Within himself.
Yeah, he's going to be a WWE. Yeah. 100%. Like, there's no way he's not going to be corny. But I thought John Cena was a fucking monster when I was a kid, bro.
He can spit. And the other part, he could wrestle his ass off. Like, you know, it's me being the wrestling aficionado out of this whole. John Cena get busy. Still.
He's still wrestling?
No, he's part-timing now. He hasn't been back since WrestleMania last year. And I don't think he's going to be a part of it this year, but what I'm saying is, like, whenever he does come back, it ain't like he don't look rusty.
Damn.
Whenever.
That's crazy.
Like, it's rare when you find a bad match from Cena. It's just, you know, the way Vince and all them booked him or whatever, the crowd started turning against him. So he gets, you know, he gets half cheers, half boos, but you get a react. All wrestling is about is getting a reaction. The worst thing that could happen is when ain't nobody making any kind of noise about you. Or they out there calling
true.
Or they out there calling you boring.
Big facts. He 43 years old. That's crazy to me though.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, man.
He
43, man.
Yeah, they all came in developmental like the year 99, 2000. So that's
I haven't watched wrestling in like years, bro. So I couldn't even tell you like who a popping wrestler is right now.
The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns.
Mysterio still getting busy?
AJ Styles.
Jesus.
I heard of AJ Styles. I have heard of AJ Styles.
The New Day, Kofi, Xavier, and Big E, even though they're separated right now. Rey Mysterio still getting busy.
No way, bro!
Rey Mysterio still getting busy. Rey Mysterio might be like my all-time favorite, even though I have a problem with him, like, talking now.
All-time favorite? Nah, it's got to be Cena, bro. Cena was just the truth for me, man.
Yeah, I got you about 5 years, too. So I remember when Rey Mysterio was out there. He had the Giant Killer run where everybody that was, like, 300 pounds or better, he was fading them.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then shout out
the Big Show. Yeah, I remember that when he was fucking fading the Big Show, Kane on him.
And shout out to the champ right now, big nigga, Bobby Lashley. And shout out to the Hurt Business.
Oh!
Hurt Business as well.
What?
Yeah, Bobby Lashley, like the fifth black, but like the third American born black champion.
Wow.
Yeah, nah, Vince don't be putting niggas in that space like that.
Yeah, you know, it'd be like that sometimes.
It is what it is. It's his company. You do what you want.
It's crazy, man. He built that shit from nothing, bro. He built the empire out of that
shit. Don't say that lie. His daddy gave it to him.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, or I mean, he built it from way. He built it to way bigger than what it was, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
I mean, I get it. He didn't build it from nothing. Don't get me wrong. He didn't build it from complete
what?
Nothing. He put a lot of work into that shit.
You know who else doesn't build from nothing?
Who?
That boy Bron. So I want everybody to stop acting like,
oh my god, here we go.
Yeah, that's right. I want to get to the bullshit early. Nah, because Smith ain't here. So and he was popping big shit. So let's get this cut the short shit short and just get to the point. Everybody knows how I feel about Bron, so we don't have to get into all that. Yeah, but he's you know, Bron sexuals got in their fucking feelings yesterday because of LA going to the Nets, acting as if LA is like
I don't understand what a the big deal is.
Factor or whatever. As far like he's an all star or something, and I'm ain't gonna say trash.
He's not trash. But he's 2 years ago, he was an all star,
but he's in role player positioning now.
Yeah, he passes prime. But he passes prime.
But this highlights the reason why.
But no, I'm just saying LeBron has never said that it's a bad thing for people to come together and to win stuff.
Whenever LeBron does something, KD specifically said that in 2010. And now he backtracked. Like he wasn't picking off top players at the time.
Oh, okay.
That he's playing. Yes, he was.
That don't matter. That don't matter. You set your own precedence when you said, "No, we shouldn't be doing that. We should be going at the people that's doing that." Don't try to be one of those people now.
Yeah, that's fine. The precedence is set. When the precedence is set and you realize it does matter, you bullshitting. You full of shit. Because when you learn new information, you change. And upon new information and seeing how LeBron has won 4 rings, doing that very shit right there, you got to take a step back and look like, oh, maybe I was wrong. And y'all niggas act like people ain't allowed to be wrong and change upon new information.
All right, I agree with you. I agree with both of you, but the way I feel, I think KD did get new information, and KD should come out and say, "This is how I feel now." That's the only thing that I feel.
Me personally,
I think if
nor should he. All he got to do is flash 2. That's all he need to say.
Okay, yeah. He can throw them deuces. You're right, because he ain't flashing 2 rings. Chill out, bro.
No, he can flash 2 rings. There you go. 2 rings and 2 finals MVP. And that's all you need to know. But like, I got new information. I went to the Warriors and I got busy out there.
Okay, he got busy out there, but what I'm saying is he was not the finals MVP of that first one.
The second one. The second one he shouldn't have got.
Oh, but yeah, you're right. That second one.
I agree with that full, but everybody wants to go by the record books. We can talk about shoulda, coulda, would'haves. There's a lot of shoulda, coulda, would'haves. True. Kobe shouldn't have got the MVP he got, but he should have got 2 MVPs before that. It's just how it goes.
I agree with that. I agree with that statement 100%. I think it is a big deal that LaMarcus Aldridge is going. You're right, like role player, and I think he is going to play excellent in the role that they need him to. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? I think it for the Nets, it's an amazing pickup. Don't get me wrong. I want to see how these matches. It's an amazing pickup to get him and Blake Griffin. And people's like, Blake Griffin lost his bounce. Blake Griffin lost his bounce. Boy, you see that, boy?
Effort.
You see them alleys coming real bad.
Effort means a lot.
Anthony Davis.
Effort means a lot, man.
Because LeBron can get guarded by KD. But they gonna do switches and shit. Nobody's really guarding Anthony Davis. Let's be real. Nobody's guarding AD. Nobody's guarding KD. So the other people are going to be the factors in this. I don't know. Depending on how they do for the rest of the time without LeBron, we'll see.
So you're saying that the Lakers are going to make it to the finals?
I don't even know if the Lakers make it to the finals right now, bro. We'll see. Gonna keep it high with you. I don't even know if the Lakers make it to the finals right
now. It's over. Nigga, LeBron could be on the court. LeBron and AD could be on the court. Them niggas is not making it to the finals.
LeBron and AD on the court, I think they definitely have much more of a chance to make it to the finals. I don't think it's guaranteed. I don't think it's locked up this year. It's not over for them.
Because if you remember last year, Gary Harris was the one that was clamping people up. The Nuggets, I hear stopping stalls.
I think the Nuggets definitely got a good chance.
Yeah, Jokic is out here playing MVP level ball right now.
All right, bro. They still playing in the bubble now.
Like, he was.
They don't have.
He was. He was.
But they don't That's have true. Fans. What is traveling? What does traveling mean? If you have a court that has no that fans, bubble. It's a bubble.
Bubble's a little different.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That bubble's a little different. Whatever. Oh, so now niggas. No, they're not. They're traveling. Don't even start that. Are they traveling?
It's easier to play in a bubble.
It means a lot.
There's not a bubble this year, but I think the bubble was harder to play in than normal. To be honest,
okay, that's what we'll disagree at because it was way easier to play in that bubble.
So you think the bubble was easier to play in?
Yes.
Okay, I can say okay. All right, let me change that statement. I think it was easier to play in towards the end. At the beginning, when you weren't used to it, you getting back into basketball shape from taking what 3-4 months off, trying to get back into basketball shape, getting just straight into it. You know what they had 8 games to get into it, 7 games to get back into
it. I think they did 10.
That's what I mean. That shit was hard, you know, at the beginning. But towards the end, you know, when you're used to it, you get to go from your room to the practice court, from the practice court back to your room to the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it became a lot easier. But I think at first, when the people were first in the bubble, it was a hard adjustment. You know, that's what I'm saying.
But to get to my ultimate point, which is the missing in action, Bob Smith.
Yeah. Yeah,
because he's up there pissed and upset right now. And I just thought about it. Besides him being a bronsexual, what it is with him, and it just dawned on me, is that he knows that the process is about to fail yet a fucking game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the process is done, baby.
That's what the issue is, and that's why he's tight. He's a bronsexual, but he's also a Sixer fan, too. So if the Sixers don't win, it is bron time for him. That's why I called him that. But, yeah, no, The Nets is about to put the clamps on all that fucking process they got down in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a wrap.
I should start calling it Shitadelphia.
No.
Because it's a shithole anyways.
Ooh, good God, boy. Hope we don't have no Philly fans on the podcast. Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
What they going to do? They don't leave Philly? They going to be like, come to Philly, and I'm just going to be, no.
No. No.
I didn't say Philly. I didn't call Philly some bitches.
You talk shit from a safe place. Wow.
I didn't call them bitches. I ain't stupid. Talk shit. Give a fuck. Talk shit. Talk shit from a safe place. That's what you do. Fuck y'all gonna do to me? Y'all ain't gonna leave city limits.
We'll see. I don't know. So I'm looking at the Western Conference like that's setup right now.
Funny, man.
Just meet me at the board. Lakers would have to play the other side. First. He's on that. He's got a Philly city limits. When you come back on the block, boy, I tell you.
I don't know. Yeah,
bro. That's a hard matchup in the first round.
Like, yeah, I think the injuries this late in the game, the Heat didn't have no rest for the season.
How far the together, NBA season got extended, having very limited rest. That's just, I think it's just the truth. It's a breakdown of the body.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, literally in both those teams have been some of the most injury-riddled teams.
Yeah, and probably, you know. Should stop playing. So
speaking of Jimmy and the Heat, we got Victor Oladipo 9-9.
You know,
it might be a little.
Hey, what do I
it
know?
Might be a little late for this year.
Damn, Jimmy Butler chasing stats.
Because we in like
you know who's chasing stats, but okay.
All right, smack me, Houston boy. Houston getting smacked.
I mean, I think it's a good pickup.
We'll see. I couldn't believe it didn't work in Houston like that.
Boy, 20-game losing streak, losing by 20, 30, 40.
And in the long scheme of things, they got some stuff with James Harden.
They had to do something. They just went ahead. We're going to implode the team, bro. Don't even worry about it. They didn't get nothing for James Harden, bro. They just said, fuck it. We're not going to get nothing for James Harden.
Yeah,
they got that contract off their books. That's what happened. Yeah. They went straight rebuild, which, I mean, with everything that they did for James Harden, they might as well. Because you weren't going to get that value back from James. James Harden's stock had been going down since MVP season. And James Harden, to me, has shown that he could never lead a team to the promised land.
Kobe Bryant already said that. You are 100% correct.
Did he? I missed that.
Kobe Bryant said it. He was just like, basically, you can't win a championship when playing that kind of basketball. Because what's going to happen in a championship, we gonna stop you from scoring your 40, your 60, your whatever, and we're gonna make the other team, we're gonna make the rest of your team have to score. And when they can't, you know, give them same buckets, we gonna win. Kobe Bryant said that.
I missed that. Oh, I feel like I vaguely remember that, but you know, didn't come to mind.
I'll send you the video. Legitimately, he.
So, yeah.
Like, word for word, you can't win playing that basketball.
At the same time, I'm not mad at him for maximizing his earnings, because he went to Houston and got the bag. So he definitely shouldn't have stayed in Oklahoma when you have that opportunity. I just think that they kind of wasted.
You got to remember, he got traded to Houston.
He didn't get traded. He was a free agent. He was a free agent.
Nah, bro.
He didn't get traded. He was a free agent after the OKC signing, and OKC didn't want to pay him the money that he wanted. So they let him walk.
They definitely traded him.
I gotta look at this.
Yeah, look at it so we can get off this NBA shit. Fucking NBA.
Kevin Martin and Jeremy Lin.
Nothing wrong with the NBA.
No, I'm just...
Yo, 2012 Oklahoma City trade James Harden to Houston Rockets.
For who?
October 27, 2012.
For who?
I'm looking it up now. Chill out. You was wrong. Chill out.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I forgot
and
about
two first round pick. Yeah. Two first round and a second round pick.
Okay. I forgot about that. Okay, I was wrong. I don't mind being wrong. I'm just saying you found the article, so they'll quit. Let me know.
I'm just saying, because it's crazy. Like, he did get the bag in Houston, but he didn't go to Houston to get the bag. He went to Houston because he was forced to go to Houston.
Nah.
Oklahoma City said, we're not going to give you a bag, period.
Thank you. That's what it was. I'm like, yeah, I know
Oklahoma City said.
I know it was wrapped around some money concept.
Oh, whatever. It was definitely wrapped around money. It was like, but Oklahoma City was like, look, we're not getting you back, period. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to Houston, and, you know, you can do what you got to do.
Yeah, I forgot Kevin Martin went over there and played. Kevin Martin used to be my guy, man, but, you know, he wasn't going nowhere fast either. He put up 40 points, and he just put up, like, 40 points.
He'll put up 40 points and that's it.
Like, you know, basketball is more than just scoring. Like, that shit probably would have worked in, you know, 2021, but I don't know about
true.
2012. They were still kind of playing defense a little bit. Mm-hmm. I finished.
All right, I do got one more question for this before we get off the topic of basketball. I want to know how y'all felt about the end of Last Chance U.
I was just to see,
you know, how. For me, I felt like so bad for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, the amount of like heart, you could see how much like heart they put into that season, how much they really sacrificed for that season, and just to have it end like that to get to the Final Four. What they lost? What, one game?
That's
two games all season? They lost one game all season.
It was like 26. Game streak win.
I don't. The turmoil that they have at the beginning of games that they had was ridiculous. Like,
not even
you can't
get
do
a
that
chance
championship game and expect to win it. So, and it was all. The most of the games that they had were, I don't know. Yeah, you can't do that in a championship game.
That's true, because the games when they came out hot, they was smacking.
Second
half team.
I was like, damn, what's going on here?
Sidebar, that show is well produced, and I say that because there was times when they were winning, and it looked like they was going through adversity. I'm like, they up 11 points. Like, I'm looking at the scoreboard. They still up. There ain't no adversity. But see, I say that this. Say
yeah,
that it was,
I, think
def- I don't think it was just sold up for them to win. Yeah. But honestly, I don't feel bad for them players because a lot of them players landing on their feet.
Oh, true. I was about to say that.
But I feel bad for Coach.
Yeah, I think that was a chance to get his ring.
Yeah.
That boy
got to go play with Isaiah Washington.
Now.
This season was canceled for him.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Long Beach.
This season was canceled for them. But other players have been playing. Long Beach is playing. Portland is playing. Truth out in Long Beach. Old boy is playing where old Jelly Fam used to play at Central Michigan.
Yeah, Malik,
They did. And then KJ didn't. I think KJ redshirted this year.
Yeah, I looked him up. I was looking him up yesterday, and I didn't see him on there. Yeah. So he must have redshirted.
I think KJ redshirted this year. I mean, which is still a good look for him. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Getting that D1 program, getting that weight room, getting that conditioning.
The hardest thing about the season was when his pop started running down all the offers they had. And it was like 10 or 12 of them jerks.
Yeah,
I'm like, KJ about to drop that butterball at the dump. Green greener pastures. I mean, the ideal situation is that he keeps her as she just.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I just saw a post around on Facebook about that shit, like the unicorn and all this certain shit. Like if you post that shit on your stories and shit,
that wouldn't be a big deal at all. I think a lot of people,
bro. So the unicorn shit is basically people want to go out of town and they're promiscuous. Like they'll have like it'll be swingers. Or like one of their husband want to watch, or their wife wants to watch, and all that certain shit. If you put it in your story,
we're going down the tangent.
Yeah, continue. Bro, but it's crazy. Like I was like, that's what these emojis mean. Oh no, not about this. Stop. These emojis ain't about it. Ain't about it. Like the purple heart, or the blue heart, it means certain shit. And if you have certain stuff on your car, like a little. It means certain stuff with like colors, red, yellow. I'll send y'all the shit, but I was like, yo, what is this?
Oh.
What is this?
Man, I don't need all that damn symbolisms and all that shit. I just flat out say, look, like especially in the other parts of that, yeah, I'll talk from that perspective, is that I want my, you know, if I don't feel like dealing with my woman, go like, go talk to your side nigga about this right now. This is not my day. Like, go to him. Oh, you being a real headache right now. Go to him. Come back. A
situation like that, my brother.
Different time. Like, don't. So that's where ultimately, can I call your side nigga to come and take you off my hands for the day? In turn, you know, yeah, it probably won't happen because everybody's socialized into monogamy, this unnatural way of living that we live in.
Unnatural.
Unnatural. I ain't gonna blow nobody's spot up. I'll just raise the question.
Does it, you male and female.
Do you look at other women and say,
I don't care?
I wonder what that's like.
I don't care.
You don't have nobody has to answer. That's just the question I ask to every man.
They can still think for themselves. Shit.
That motherfucker don't listen, man.
I was trying to let the
whole point was to let the viewers think for themselves,
and let the weight. Nah, not when you over here skewing shit. I was like, let the weight.
It hadn't came out yet.
Let the magnitude of what I said settle in. But here you come.
Oh, whoa!
Kicking shit through.
What do you mean I wasn't?
Goddamn, Godzilla or Kong? Who have y'all seen that?
Oh wow,
Godzilla,
bro.
I thought it came out. I thought it came out this weekend. I ain't watching it either. I really just want to know who wins.
Yeah.
That's all I want to know. Who gonna win? I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't want to sit through 2 hours of bullshit just to find out the winner. Especially if they do like I would do and just team up and just wreck fucking shop on Earth.
Right, bro. Fuck New York, bro. That's what they should do.
Yeah. New York, I'm going right back to Japan. Oh, Asian hate, elbow drop.
Hey,
no,
for real. Stop Asian hate, you know, Black Lives Matter.
It's a fucking joke. Like, tighten up.
No, that shit ain't came out
I'm
yet.
Feeling for real. That'd be dope as shit.
I'm saying to the viewers that's going to make the screw face that he just made.
I'm going
to
watch that shit.
Oh, no, I'm saying, yo,
HBO Max, New York, baby. Bro.
I'm about to pull New Jersey up. What you mean? Bro, it's a trash movie. Nobody trying to. People go. That shit going to fucking sell like crazy, bro. I'm about to bootleg that shit.
They didn't dump a lot of marketing dollars into it.
Chilling at the house watching bootleg cable. You know what I'm saying, bro? Because I'm not watching. I'm not paying to see that shit. Last movie I paid to see.
Oh, I know. You're
like
about
actually paid the money. What's the name of that movie? God damn. Where they take over the police station. Why can't I think of the name? Over the police station and put the cops on trial. That's the last movie I legitimately paid for.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It just came out. The Spike Lee joint.
Absolutely. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I never watched it. I never watched it, but.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's
Yeah, I just
forgot.
I kind of
it made me,
forgot to go back and watch it. That's all. So you just put it in my.
It kind of made me not want to go to work. You know, I kind of didn't want to deal with my coworkers for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I paid to see Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh,
yeah, I knew it was there, but
chilling at the house watching bootleg cable.
My homegirl set it up for her husband, so she rented out the movie theater and just invited people. So I pulled up.
Oh, that's legit. Yeah,
it was cool. It's just somebody also, they get the perspective about these movies now where it makes me think about, it's like they do the black trauma movies or whatever, like these fallen heroes and stuff. And it was more or less like, how was it worded? They're just showing you how they won. So this is not about an empowerment thing. They're showing how they beat you on the main screen and have marketed as this. It is kind of like that's a point.
Well, that's why a lot of people want to see that bankers movie, that about the black bankers who like legitimately won and are still winning at this point.
Nigga, that's that shit with Samuel Jackson and Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. I haven't got to see it yet. Ooh, I can't even watch it on bootleg cable.
You missing out. Me and my moms watched that shit last year. That shit was good. Or excuse me, October. That shit was good. The Banker or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's called The Bankers.
I'll look it up for you right now, Playboy.
Yeah, that was a good
movie. Yeah, The Banker, 2020.
I heard good stuff about it. I heard a lot of good stuff about it.
I need to watch it again because Sam Jackson's character, he had dropped some real gems, because the setup is that Anthony Mackie's character is like younger and more relentless, and Sam Jackson's character is the more wise. I've been through this, so this is how it's gonna go, whatever.
This is how it's gonna play out. Yeah.
That type of shit. And you know, pretty much when it's another highlighted example, but I'm past the point of explaining to people outside the black race what they continuously do to this day that disenfranchises us. I don't, you know, I'm past the point of explaining problems. If you don't know the problem by now, it's because you don't care to know the problem. And that just means that you are out. So, but I will say it does, for anybody who is interested in digging deeper and doing some research or whatever, it's an example on how, you know, how they do with the long setup situation when you're trying to like, how about you just get up there and, you know, get it on your own? Because every time we try, you get higher interest, you know, all that shit, whatever.
Yeah. It's just harder for us. Yeah, it's literally harder for us.
I gotta catch up.
But great movie, nonetheless.
I watched like
also everything that's like three, a movie. I think I'm three. Every Wednesday, spoiler alert, is Snowfall. That shit is hitting. They 4 for 4.
Oh my god, bro! I'm slacking.
How many episodes? You've missed a lot. They've gotten busy this season.
I'm slacking, bro.
I think they're on six.
A lot.
I think they're on six right now, but I'm caught up. I watch every episode 2 times a week.
Oh, big facts. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, the next day.
You said what?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. I last stopped at 4.
It's on FX, isn't it? Does it come out on FX?
It comes out on FX, and then they put it on Hulu the following morning.
Yeah, I read through 4, yeah.
So I can't even do my deep dives.
Oh, yeah. I would have beat that. AKA
Fatback. Oh, you stopped at 4? So you saw the shootout. Don't tell him, but you saw the shootout at the car. Don't even get into it, because I don't want to spoil that part. That's a pivotal. That's a pivotal part. AKA Fatback. That's all I can say.
I need to watch that shit, man. I don't know what's going on. It just come on, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna see this, and then something happened, or
nigga, you got Hulu,
I start
right?
doing something else. No, it don't work. Well, yeah, I got Hulu. I got to do a little bit more to make it work.
The way I be using it, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know.
Am I snitching? Sorry.
No, nah, you're not snitching. I think VPNs are legal.
Well, VPN
enough. Are VPNs not legal?
Yeah, nigga. No, they're deaf.
You know what I'm saying? The way I be using VPNs.
I don't use VPNs, but that's because I don't do shit.
Oh, no. I started using VPNs. I originally started using VPNs before I got to Italy. When I moved out with Session. And something I was trying to that's when I started learning about the dark web, and I found out you had to use a VPN. You should use a VPN when you get on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I downloaded a Tor browser, I got me a VPN, and I started exploring lots of things on there. lots of things. Yeah, this before they closed Silk Road, all that stuff. This before Bitcoin took its like boom too.
Yeah.
So I was on there and I'm seeing Bitcoin. I'm seeing things for like 3, 4, 5 Bitcoin, and I didn't know what a Bitcoin was. Damn. I had some though. I had some in a wallet. I don't know. That shit gone now, though, bro. I don't know. I can't even, I couldn't even tell you the password to get in that
thing. You better find that shit. That's some money you talking about right there.
Nah. So what it was a it was a wallet. So it had a password, and then it had an authenticator that went to my phone. And you know, the authenticator changed every so often.
Yeah,
and when I got rid of the phone, I never changed over the authenticator. So true. I really can't get in that shit.
My Pippin gets strong. I'm gonna get a VPN, but they shut down Backpage, right? They shut down Backpage. Never mind.
What, bro? That's why you want a VPN to get on Backpage.
Get on Backpage and start. If my Pippin gets strong, because I ain't, you know, I got too much ego. I got too much ego to be paying for sex cash on delivery. Though somebody suggested that I should do it.
That you should start pimping?
No, that I should start paying for prostitutes. This is a woman that said this to me.
Oh. I mean, I think to each of their own, if that's what you want to do, and you know, y'all both agree on this, I think it is what it is.
I don't have any judgment for anybody that does. I have too much ego because I don't just get off on the concept of sex. I get off on the concept that I match you down.
Yeah.
And I ain't even got no game, so.
Alright.
You love saying that, you know. You love saying that, but the results don't say that. That's all I got.
First of all, you're trying to tell. Second of all, you're trying to tell a lie. You're trying to tell a lie. Don't even go there. You can start running down the filthy list all over again.
Wow. That's not what this podcast is for.
Only got one point on the board if we acting like that.
You know who got numbers on the board, though?
We don't even have to reiterate. I wish Smith was here with his megaphone to tell him, though.
He would be snitching. Huh? Boy, that boy be ratting. That boy be ratting right now.
This one ain't sharp.
Tell him that.
This one not sharp.
But what are you doing with the knife? What? You don't even make things for that? This man about to...
Bro, I've been using
it. Oh, no, I got a knife. It ain't sharp, though. You know, it'll just cut you.
I've been doing this.
I'm speechless, man. Where do I start with this nigga, man?
I got one in the bathroom. I just don't want to get up.
For the people that don't know, he's cleaning out his fingernails with a knife. Like he can't go to the dollar store, the 99-cent store, and get a nail clipper that has the attachment in there. I don't know what you call it, too, but I know that's what you use. So you just use a
it's
knife.
It's a knife. It's a knife. It's a knife. Bro, I remember when that shit came out, bro, and that man was sitting on the couch, and they was like, bro, what's the tattoo on your head? And he was like,
no, he said it was a,
it's a knife.
No, he said it was a cross. Vlad said it was,
oh, yes.
Vlad called it a cross, and he was like, it's a knife.
It's a knife.
Slaughter Gang.
And then he made that trash ass, it's an album. Oh my God.
Was it bad?
That shit was so, oh my God, that shit was so trash. But then he, you know, but.
Hey, Savage, I don't know what, Savage Mode 2 is that shit, though.
No, what happened was he was like, I think he really and truly was like, I need to be industry. And that's, Issa is hella industry. It's like, oh, I'm going to make all these hits that's going to sound good on the radio. And it was not his shit. It was not Red Ops. It was nothing like what he had been making previously. And then he was like, all right. Because he made Savage Mode, then he made Issa, and everybody was like, this is trash. And then he said... You know what, fuck this. I'm greater than I was. I am. You're greater than I was. And then he dropped Savage Mode 2. Fucking classic with goddamn Morgan fucking Freeman on it. He got Morgan fucking Freeman on a goddamn trap album. Jesus motherfucking Christ.
That's not as shocking to me as people make it out to be. I think a lot of them niggas is like, especially them actors, is with the shits. It's more or less, it was more or less the genius to get Morgan Freeman to do it, but not so much that Freeman was willing to do it.
Oh, I agree. I think anything, you know, if you can stand behind it, you can stand behind what you're talking about. I think I could get behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if they,
he wasn't saying no.
If they're like
outlandish shit.
If they're like, yeah, he wasn't up there saying something. All he did was do what he does. He was acting, voice acting. He introduced the album as if a movie. I look at rappers as entertainers anyway, so they typically are making movies, which is why I like storytelling rappers so much. Ooh, sound like some niggas is outside.
They shoot.
Nah, it's just a bunch of it's blaring my music man, with that bass. Man,
Francis Ngannou yesterday.
You hear the truck rattling.
Knocked the man out for the heavyweight championship in the UFC.
Niggas is here. Oh boy.
I
gotta stop saying them jokes out loud.
It was, yo. Get it, man. A right, a left. Ugh, man's going down.
I saw that.
Bro.
Now I gotta look.
Bro, they was acting like man's was so bad. Man's took them things on the chin, boy.
Timber! Boom!
I ain't even seen it.
Bro. I'm sure. And that's a heavyweight, so that boy big.
Hey man, it be like that sometimes. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, man. I couldn't be no UFC fighter, bro. I couldn't get punched in the face that many times. I couldn't do it, bro. I couldn't. I don't like getting hit, period. So the point to get hit for a living? Nah, buddy. Nah. I would have to be the most defensive fighter ever, bro. I have to be like Floyd Mayweather after this bitch. You are not touching me the entire fight, bro. We just gonna keep using hitting you with this shoulder, boy. It's gonna keep sliding front and back, boy. Cause no sir, no motherfucking sir, I can't do it. God damn.
I mean, you saying that, and I bruise easy.
You feel me, bro? Fuck all that. Well, I mean, you're about to just walk out to go to Walmart the next day too? Hell nah, cuz.
What happened?
Hell nah.
What happened to your eye? Who did your eye like that?
Oh, you need to see the other guy.
I hate having to have to explain that shit.
Bro, I won the fight. I'll show you the video.
Nah, that's one thing I ain't never did or been into is recording niggas fighting. Only the closest was when we had the fight club in the barracks. And I still got all them videos on the hard drive.
He said, wait a minute. Bro, in high school, that's what we did, bro. We was recording fights.
Yeah.
If you was getting a fight, you was getting recorded. You better be ready, because that shit, we was trying to get that shit on WorldStar.
Bro. Yeah, like, sucker shit. Like, bunch of sucker shit, but I get it.
Whoa. I was a teenager, bro. I ain't even
know. Yeah, teenagers are the most sucker doing shit niggas out there on earth. Ain't nothing worse than a fucking, I hate teenagers.
Teenagers, ain't worth it, a teenager?
Teenagers is what we were just talking about earlier. It was that 13 and 15 year old girl that just killed that nigga in DC yesterday trying to jack the car from him.
Yo, what the fuck is going on, bro?
They were trying to steal the nigga's car and it was tasing him or whatever. And he took off driving and ran into something or whatever and it killed him.
Bro, you telling me you tried to steal this man's car with a taser? You tried to steal the Uber car?
It don't sound like a bad idea until it turns into a bad idea.
What do you mean, bro?
You get that
the app is gonna show
when he has the window down or whatever.
Bro, no, in no way, shape, or form did I be thinking, oh, let me just take this Uberman car real quick.
But you're right though, and you actually highlight the point of why I don't understand why people do most crimes. There's so many cameras. And technology has advanced so far.
Yeah,
and it's as simple as, like, you forgot that your cell phone was in your pocket and powered on.
It's a wrap, bro. You're getting caught nowadays, bro. It is so... I mean, the only way to commit, like, a perfect crime is if you, like, kill... Like, go to another city, kill somebody, and leave. Like, that's the only fucking way that you could... You have to go to, like, D.C. or,
my
like,
thing is,
Baltimore
so
or some
my
shit
thing
like
is
that. Kill
watching
somebody
the video.
That's the only way you're getting away with
the other girl like, was videotaping the whole time.
Drive, shoot the ops, and leave. And leave.
And leave.
And leave.
And leave.
I don't fucking know, Session. But that's what I
said. They teenagers, bro. You don't understand.
That's the very point I'm talking about. The fact that anybody was out there videotaping that crime, that murder happening. Niggas videotaping fights. Niggas putting everything in camera for what?
That's true. I couldn't tell you why a teenager, why I wanted to be on World Star so bad. You know, just be like, yeah, it's my video.
I couldn't tell you why. You know exactly why. Clout.
But it's even crazier is I'd much rather have, like, even as a teenager, I would much rather have, like, a viral dancing video than a video of me fighting going viral on World Star.
You saw Shiggy and Jumba battle each other?
That shit was good, bro. Yeah. I love that shit. That was fucking great. If you saw them on live before, they was talking about how they was going to pull up on each other the whole time. He was like, bro, where you at? Where you at right now? Send me your address. Send me your address, bro. I'm here. I'm ready to fuck you up. I'm ready.
Oh, like Dex and Soulja Boy?
Oh, no, big difference.
No, I'm saying they're mocking him.
Yeah. You know, Big Draco, he bout it. You know what I'm saying? Pa, pa, pa,
pa, pa. What? Pa.
Hey. You know, the next one came up, I reloaded the clip. Pa, pa.
Speaking of which, who I didn't bring up earlier, Randy Orton. Randy Orton said he wanted that smoke with Soulja.
He did because Soulja Boy said it was fake. He said wrestling was fake. Yeah,
he said his rap game fake like the WWE. And the nigga was like, you can't be calling wrestling.
Randy Orton.
You can't be calling wrestling fake.
Yeah, wrestling is staged, but it ain't fake.
It's fixed. It's choreographed. But niggas is getting hit. And those are niggas that like to get hit. To your point, it's all full circle. Like, niggas like getting hit. Niggas like getting dropped on their back. I didn't see a couple of close calls where it's like, damn, you ain't supposed to land on your neck that way.
And they get up and keep going. Get up and keep it moving.
And the most impressive thing to me is that they do the shit live. So if a catastrophe happens.
Yeah. It's been some, too.
There's definitely been some catastrophes, but not like, you know. There's no record of a, at least as far as WWE, there hasn't been like a death in the ring. The closest was Owen Hart, and they didn't have that on camera.
Really?
Yeah. That's why there's no footage of it. All you see is the pictures. And they're not even good pictures. And it wasn't from him even, he wasn't even wrestling. It was from when he was out the Raptors. Descending down into the ring, and the lock or whatever let go like 70 feet in the air.
Wow, bro, that's crazy. I thought it was a wrestling. I've always, like, when I heard about it, I always thought it was a wrestling accident. I didn't know it was like a staged accident. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he got killed on
a theatrical accident.
He got killed on his entrance. A lot of shit be happening on the entrance. Like, Undertaker had like third degree burns because his pyro went off right over him. And his pyro was like big ass flame.
I say once he clears his waivers, he's gonna sign with the Lakers.
Right over him or whatever. So he had like two second degree, third, I think second degree burns, and he still wrestled the match.
Damn. Mm.
Is that official tissue?
It's official.
They are trash. And I love that shit. I can't wait to that shit blow up in PG face yet again. Talk about he gonna make people respect him and all this other shit.
Come to the one. I don't know, bro. What's going on with your Clippers, man? Like, what?
They trash. That's what's going on. The niggas is fucking trash. Where? Tell PG as a Clipper supporter right now. Tell PG that Dane Keith Stubblefield II said, and I quote, "Eat a dick."
Boardman.
End quote.
Damn.
I don't fuck with PG. I didn't fuck with PG before he got to the
Clippers. Ain't doing shit either.
And I was willing. And it was like, okay, he's coming. He can be a second tier to Boardman.
Hey, Will, we going to Magic City, baby.
But truth be told, Boardman ain't doing what I need him to be doing.
Hey, man, why y'all get rid of my boy, Lou Will?
he needed to go.
You think so?
Yeah, there's certain players that I realize niggas tend to like just because they are niggas.
That's Lou Will.
Because Lou Will ain't really been doing shit. He's inconsistent with the scoring. He lights you up for 40, and then he'll turn around and give you two the next game. That's why he's, you know.
That's true.
And he's 15.
That's why he's a six man, too.
Yeah, he's 15, 16 years in the game. And you talking about against a Rondo, who's a floor general?
Lemon pepper.
Are y'all getting... Y'all getting playoff Rondo, or y'all gonna get regular season Rondo?
We gonna get regular season Rondo until the playoffs come, and we gonna be in the playoffs. Yeah.
What seed y'all getting this year?
I can't see them getting above the third.
I was gonna say fourth.
I was gonna say fourth. I'm saying the third because the Lakers being hurt.
True.
But even the thing. I still think that the Clippers could beat the Lakers in a 7-game series.
Exactly. You don't need
that. I agree. It's definitely possible. It's possible. I'm not saying it's likely, but it's possible.
There's no big man forces. We don't need that. Nah. Zubac gets rebounds.
And you got Montrez too.
That AD, you know, you shut down Bron. You let AD does what he does.
Montrez got a motor, bro. I like Montrez.
I mean, Zubac not getting rebounds over Andre Drummond.
He's a dirty man.
Well, I was saying that before Drummond came into the... Well, we've had Montrez, so y'all can keep him. y'all can keep him.
What the fuck?
Man, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah. They was talking... All LeBron fans was talking Trez big shit when Trez went over there. Like, he and now they bitching. Now they bitching.
Who bitching?
Because they talking about Trez ain't doing what they wanted him to do. I'm like, what, the same shit he did with the Clippers?
No, he was going to do the same shit. You can't expect nothing different. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
But look at your boy Shannon Sharp. Your Sessions uncle. Why not? Go look at your boy Shannon Sharp and how he was talking big shit. And now all of a sudden he's on the trading board and everything. Like, man. Anyways. Clippers ain't winning no championships. I hope they do, though.
I saw that. I was like.
I wouldn't put no money on it, but I hope they do. Did y'all see how I had the niggas trembling in their boots when I started telling them to put money on the line and they didn't want to do it?
Yeah, I'm not talking about
Who?
I started, because you know, the niggas, I went to A&T with the niggas or whatever. They're my niggas. It's all love or whatever.
Yeah.
But I started flexing and showing my nuts on these niggas, and they was just like, they backed out. And then they try to finesse me into a trade that they wanted, but they didn't want to. They ran. When I said put a hundred on it, the niggas ran. And they came back and was like, put 100 on yours. I'm like, I had already said that the Clippers ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Like, so you niggas ain't got faith in the Lakers because y'all scared.
But
scared. But I'm done talking about it.
That should be hella funny.